Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We, of course, heard the budget speech yesterday, and we wanted to get some responses to it. Dr. Dion George, DA Shadow Minister of Finance, joining us this morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thanks very much for inviting me.
So what is the overall impression, the DA's view on yesterday's budget speech?
Well, if you think back to what President Ramaphosa said at the State of the Nation address, the minister was speaking in that direction, specifically talking about that it is business and the private sector that's going to create jobs in South Africa and not government, because we know that government can't do that. So he was speaking in the right direction. We don't believe, however, that he actually walked far enough in that direction, and he didn't put the money where the president's mouth is. For example, the big elephant in the room is the public sector wage bill, and that is increasing by 20 billion rand. It's unbudgeted for also. So that expenditure keeps climbing, and that's putting significant pressure on the debt outlook. So we're going to pay about 1 trillion rand in interest payments over the next 3 years. And that's crowding out service delivery, and it's crowding out support to vulnerable people. So that was the big issue that he hasn't addressed, and he must do that. Today we're going to meet him in the parliament, in the committee, and I'm certainly going to be asking him about that. Also, he was not clear enough about the state-owned enterprises. I mean, he is talking the right way, saying I'm going to cut them back, etc., but he was completely silent on the new state-owned enterprise. That's the large one that's going to now oversee all of these bankrupt state-owned enterprises. It makes no sense. So that he has not addressed. And I think the reason for that is because he doesn't have the political space to do it, because he's got the radical economic transformation part of the ANC that obviously wouldn't want him to be addressing those type of things. So those were the big concerns that we have. We did like the idea that he's going to be increasing social grants with inflation. I think that's a good thing. Also, that the grant to relieve distress is going to be extended for another year. We do believe that he could have started the implementation of a conditional basic income grant. We also think that he could have cut the fuel levy, because that's the key thing that's driving inflation in South Africa. People are paying too much for transportation, and that makes goods on the shelves more expensive for everybody. He left the fuel levy the same. In our alternative budget, we actually made provision to reduce the fuel levy, which we do think is possible. We also think that he could have done a lot more in terms of actually accelerating economic growth by supporting small, medium, and micro enterprises, for example. Tax relief on saving, because taxes get in the way of domestic saving. So he could have, for example, increased the threshold at which tax is paid for interest earned on bank deposits, for example. He could also have cut tax on rental income. He could have given specific cash incentives to small business to grow, and tax relief or holidays. So he didn't go anywhere near that. Which we think was which was something that he should have done. But on the whole, he is speaking in the right direction. He now actually just needs to walk there, and far more boldly than he has done.
What's interesting is we spoke with Helen Ziller after SONA, and she was particularly supportive of the direction that Ramaphosa was taking, almost calling it, in fact not almost, she called it his Rubicon to a large extent, because of the factors that you've mentioned, alienating himself from perhaps the EFF as well as the RET, etc. Did we see the budget speech reflecting that approach, which is a bit of a shift for the ANC?
Yes, absolutely. What President Ramaphosa said is a shift, and I think it's a very positive one that we've been waiting for, because it's been the DA's view that that's what needs to happen. On the budget, I do think it is more difficult to turn a ship around. I mean, you know, we've got quite a lot of complexities from the past in terms of economic policy incoherence, etc. So, but what was positive was that the minister was articulating the right things. So So he was talking about growing business. He was talking about growth. He was talking about those things, but he never did what we would have liked him to do. I mean, that's the big difference between the DA and the ANC, is that we would actually go and trim the public sector wage bill. We would cut out the millionaire managers that add no value. We would restructure the public service. But he is unable to do that. And that problem, that's where the big issue is on the finances. But it was positive in terms of what he was saying. He was also talking about business sentiment. He was talking about attacking corruption. Now, obviously, there's a lot of talk on that, but there's never any action. So we're going to watch carefully that at least there is some kind of progress on that. So, yes, that is the view of the DA. The president's commitment to walking in the direction he's now chosen is a good one, and the minister followed suit. But I think the minister's hands are far more tied, because we don't have enough money in the economy to do the things that are needed, and that's why we need the structural reform. Mm. And it's going to come. There's no other way. There is no money available to carry on the way we're going, because if debt keeps spiraling and the cost of debt carries on, it's going to squeeze out virtually every other expenditure, and you can't have that. It's impossible. Then we've got a choice. We either default or we don't provide any services, and that's not palatable.
Absolutely.
So you default. If you default, what happens? Or you take another loan from the IMF or the World Bank. What conditions do they put on? So it becomes increasingly difficult to actually navigate your fiscal environment. So he is in a tight spot. It was overly cautious for political reasons, but we certainly will encourage him in the right direction and support where we believe that it's the right direction. And obviously where we don't, we will certainly raise that very vocally.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the economists that we spoke to earlier referred to it as trying to light a fire with a few toothpicks. And I think that is pretty much what you're saying. Dr. Dion George, DA Shadow Minister of Finance, giving their reaction, DA's reaction to the budget speech. It is 8:53. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. Good morning.